Gameplay Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
Hello, welcome along to the William Hill World Darts Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the next day of action in this year's World Championship. Plenty more to look forward to from the Ali Pally. But before we do so, as usual, let's just take a quick look back at last night's action. And 16-time world champion Phil the Power Taylor cruised through the second round of this year's William Hill World Darts Championship. The world number two, soft Mark Webster, 4-0 to move into the last 16 at London's Alexandra Palace. And Taylor told Dan Dawson that the key moment was hitting 60 for a 2-0 lead, although he didn't think the win was in the bag at that point.
Not the match, no. The set. The 60s, you know, 20 double top. Make sure you hit that double top. That's all you're thinking about. Just bang in the 20. Make sure that 20 first. So then hit the double top.
Another 10 plus average into the last 16 of the William Hill World Championship. The plan is going well.
The plan's okay. Yeah. I'm gonna listen. This is my biggest chance to be the 17 time. So I'm there scrappy. Now you got to. There's a difference. I'm ready. I'm not tired. I'm fit. I'm healthy. I've done everything right. I've practiced. I can't tell you how much I practice. I'm ready, and that's all I can say. So all these players now, you've got a different Phil Taylor.
We have seen some big performances from some big name players so far. Gary Anderson and Michael putting
in a shift. Yellow Klassen was brilliant. Aidan Lewis is brilliant. James Wade's brilliant. Barney's brilliant. I don't care. I ain't playing them. I'm playing Kim Huybrechts next.
What about Kim Huybrechts then? We know what he's capable of.
I know exactly what he's going to do. I know exactly his tactics. I know exactly what he's going to do. And I'm going to have to shut his face because he's going to jump around the stage. So let's see what happens. Let's see if Kim Huybrechts has got the bottle now. Let's see if he's up for a scrap because he's going to get one.
You've played some bouncy players and beaten them, Phil. That's not a problem for you.
Kim Huybrechts can do his tactics. He can do what he wants. He's in for a scrap. There's a difference. I mean, Ian White didn't like it. His missus didn't like it. I don't know about the crowd, but Kim Huybrechts can do whatever he wants to do. He's in for a fight here, and he's going to get one. Trust me.
So you got the thoughts of Phil Taylor in the company of Dan Dawson there, and we can now go back to Dan, and he's going to give us a roundup of the rest of the night's action.
Belgium's Kim Huybrechts was bouncing around stage like an adrenalised gerbil in his deciding set victory over Ian White. There was another seven-setter as former finalist Kevin Painter crashed out to Spanish qualifier Christo Reyes, and yet another tiebreaker between Dean Winstanley and Darren Webster. Former Lakeside runner-up Winstanley nicked it and hopes to face Vincent van der Voort for a place in the quarterfinals because he owes him one.
Twice on TV, Worlds, players, handed it to him on a plate. Vincent is awesome. We are down. Give him a sniff, he does it. Nah, he's not sniffing anything this time. I'm going to kill him.
Andy Hamilton had started the afternoon session with a gritty 4-2 win over Australian Kyle Anderson, but the day was ended with an even better 4-2 victory from two-time world champ Adrian Lewis, who was pushed all the way by 22-year-old Keegan Brown. Another ton-plus average from Jackpot, despite his preparation being hampered.
I haven't thrown a dart in 5 days, because my elbow's been playing up, over-practicing. But he's hasn't hit it tonight, which is the most important thing. So I'll get back on the board tomorrow and I'll make sure I'm sharp.
Monday sees the completion of the second round before the last 16 action gets underway, and that includes a repeat of the European Championship final, Terry the Bull Jenkins versus world number one Michael van Gerwen. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
So there you go, that was last night. Now let's look ahead to tonight, and once again we'll get the thoughts of Rod Harrington in his latest instalment of Rod's Odds.
The big Dutchman, Raymond van Barneveld, takes on Jabba, Jamie Cavan. And I'm going for a Barney win, 4-2, 10-3.
So there you go, Rod Harrington's selections for this evening. Plenty more to look forward to. Enjoy the action. You'll be able to listen to it all on William Hill In Play Radio. Just go to inplayradio.co.uk. You can have a bet at williamhill.com. And if you are having a bet, good luck and enjoy today's action in the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.